You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Los Angeles Dodgers. I am Allison Fritter from MLB.com, and I am joined by my colleague Ken Gernick, who covers the Dodgers for MLB.com. And Ken, we have a little bit of news coming out of the Dodgers camp. Can't be the operative word since we're holding one right now. And obviously, I mean, what's been going on since the winter meetings is everything's kind of settled in, and the Dodgers have a little bit of an idea of what their team's going to look like on opening day. But Don Mattingly, who was in town for the yearly player development camp, and we'll talk a little bit about the camp later, but did offer a little bit of clarity on how he sees the outfield situation kind of shaking out. So Jock Peterson definitely is in the mix, but there's no proclamations being made right now that he has a guaranteed spot, a starting job. So he's either going to start for the Dodgers or he's going to start at AAA, but he's not going to be like a bench guy, which obviously is a smart move. But what did Mattingly say just about how Jock Peterson and Andre Ethier might fit into the whole equation?
Well, you got to read between the lines a little bit, and it looks like one or the other will be playing in April. I think they would like to have Jock Peterson show in spring training that he's ready. He had a 30-30 year play last year, but then when they called him up in September, he had a lot of strikeouts, and that has been a problem of his in the minor league. So I don't think they doubt the fact that he will be a major leaguer. I guess the question is, will he be a major leaguer the first week of April? And they weren't able to trade Ethier. He's got a lot of money left, over $56 million left on his contract for the next 3 years. They'll probably have to eat that. They'll wind up paying that contract one way or another, whether he's playing for them or somewhere else. So it looks like he's now insurance through spring training until they're satisfied that Peterson is ready, at which time they could trade him or they could keep him as an extra outfielder, assuming that everybody's healthy, which is a big assumption with this team anyway. So, I think they feel that as long as they're on the hook for that contract, having already moved Matt Kemp, even though Ethier will be unhappy, he isn't guaranteed a start role. They're paying him well enough that he'll just have to accept it, and he's their insurance policy.
Yeah, and that's an interesting concept because, yeah, he's got this monster contract, and part of the reason why they're in a situation that they're in right now is because he did not live up to that contract. So he kind of played himself out of a starting role, like Mike Ethier, last year. So, like you said, I mean, he won't be happy with it, but too bad. But at the same time, that can kind of be an issue, as time moves on when a player is that unhappy. I don't know what kind of guy he is. I mean, you know him a lot better, but could that become a little bit more of a problem just from a day-to-day standpoint if he, quote unquote, doesn't get what he wants?
Well, it's always a problem with every team. Whenever you have players who want to start, and they're not starting. So, that puts the Dodgers in the same category as everybody. That was definitely the case last year. They had too many outfielders. They look at that as a good problem to have, and they can always trade them at the end of the spring if they feel that Peterson is ready and they don't need him. But as I said, if Ethier is around, he probably would be starting, and that would probably mean that Peterson is back in the minor league. So, it's January. So we're just going to speculate here on what's going to happen. But I think at this point, the one thing you don't have to speculate is right now, Ethier is their insurance policy in case Peterson isn't ready in spring training.
And another interesting scenario that could come out is that Peterson would be ready coming out of spring training. I mean, I remember just in my years of covering the Astros, there'd be, a couple of young players that would make the opening day roster, and then by May 12th, they were back in the minor leagues, or even sooner than that. It's an interesting dynamic because there's less of a window of opportunity. There's less time or patience or whatever that you can give a young player when you have a team that is supposed to be winning and is working toward a postseason berth. It's almost better to be, to have young guys coming up for a non-contending team and let them just work through everything and just keep playing them. And I would imagine that the Dodgers won't have that long of a leash, that they're not going to be able to, I'm not saying that Jock Peterson is not going to do well, but, in that scenario, that's a fine line too. Like, what do you do 3 weeks in? If he's absolutely burying himself, then what?
Yeah, exactly. You'd rather have it appear to have too many than wind up 3 weeks into the season and not have enough. And then you're using fourth and fifth outfielders to start, and that's a situation they definitely don't want to have.
I find it interesting. I mean, we've talked a lot about, you know, that Don Mattingly is just a good, his strength. A lot of his strength was just how he handled the clubhouse and just sort of a lot of the things that were away from anything that the public could see, the media could see, just, you know, balancing all the personalities. And Mattingly seems to be just a lot more enthusiastic about the group that he has this year and just feels that it'll be a lot more of a harmonious place to play and to manage. Do you know anything about, I'm not looking to, like, call people out, but just, like, the personality issues that were from last year? I mean, what was it? Was it just a lot of just because guys were under huge contracts and didn't really mesh very well and there were a lot of different personalities, or were there just a couple that were sort of making problems for everyone else? Do you know, like, specifically what was going on?
Well, I think, you know, one part that you mentioned is you have a lot of established superstars. Mm-hmm. Making a lot of money, some of whom weren't playing. You know, whether at one point it was Ethier, for a while there, Kemp was changed positions. You had Hanley's situation where he was hurt, couldn't stay out there every day. And then, you know, the one issue that they had really from day one is Yasiel Puig, who can be quite a distraction. You know, he's young and immature, and he can be divisive, even though he's a fantastic talent. So you add all that up, and with the getting back to the outfield situation, you know, that was a juggling act for Mattingly, and it wasn't a question of having too many players. You can just sit down the young guy. You know, you're sitting down Gold Glove, Silver Slugger, All Star types. You know, telling them that they're now, you know, on this day they're the fourth outfielder. That wasn't an easy situation he was put in, and that wasn't by his design, you know, that management created that situation. So, those are the things that he had. Plus, you know, some of that also carried over to the bullpen. You had a bullpen with four former closers. So one of them could be a closer, and some of them had to be setup guys, you know, and you got a Brian Wilson, you know, who never seemed to be outspoken about not accepting his role. He seemed to accept it fine. There's only one guy who's going to get a save, and some guys, as far as they like to know their role, and some would be pitching in seventh inning, eighth inning, maybe the ninth, or even an extra inning. So there was a juggling act going on down there in the bullpen. So I think, you know, what Mattingly has talked about now as far as being a team, I don't know. He hasn't said that it's that much a chemistry thing as far as players not getting along. It's more about the right pieces fit. He calls it a puzzle, and the pieces seem to fit together better. You have the right types of players in their roles, and you've got right fielders in right field and center fielders in center field and setup guys setting up and not former closers setting up and not center fielders playing right field and right fielders playing center field. And that's the kind of team that he felt he had last year.
Well, it should be better this year then, with all that taken into consideration. I found it's interesting, this player development camp that the Dodgers hold every year. It's not just for top prospects, and there's 27 guys that are invited to this thing. And the first for Gabe Kapler that he's running. So, it's less about really the physical part of it, it seems like, just reading some of your coverage on it. It's more, I mean, especially Kapler wants to turn it more to the cerebral type of the game. And it sounds more like a classroom than it is like on the field. And his motivation was he doesn't want these guys to look at it as a tryout camp, and he really wants more discussion. So can you get some insight as to, like, you know, what a daily routine would be at the player development camp?
Well, I wish I could. You know, the interesting thing for our perspective is in the past, the media has been invited in to talk to the players, to watch them work out, talk to the coaches and the instructors and all that. That's another change. It was off limits to us. Partly because there's less field time, but also partly because I think they felt that we were a distraction to the players, and so we haven't been able to talk to any of the players. It's hard to really tell and judge how it's changed from last year beyond what we do know, and that is it is more classroom. It's more discussion, an exchange of ideas. It's more about the mental approach to the game and getting along with your teammates, learning how to play, learning how to think, growing up as a ball player. You know, more, as you mentioned, the cerebral part of the game. But we haven't been able to talk to any of the players to get any of their feedback. We're going basically just with what Gabe Kapler has told us. And he's very enthusiastic here in his new job. He's basically the farm director. Never done it before. Former player. Managed 1 year in the minor leagues. Done TV analysis with Fox. But he's new, and he's bringing a new approach, as many of the new people in the front office are. He's given pretty much free rein, and this was what he wanted. He didn't want a tryout camp. He didn't want players in the middle of winter to be ramping up and maybe trying to impress a coach or maybe injure themselves. You know, they figure that there's plenty of time in spring training to be ready. So they didn't want that. They felt that maybe there was some of that in past years. So this has been more of a classroom study group. And, you know, I guess in spring training we'll have a better chance to talk to some of these prospects and get some of their reactions.
Yeah, there'll be plenty of time for that. It's very helpful, though, when they do bring a couple of media members in to talk about that side of the game. And it's funny because a lot of the smaller market teams do that. And it seems like the bigger market teams, you would think that they would benefit more from it, from the players who are going to be playing for cities that have, you know, huge media contingents, that they would maybe want a little bit of, advice from that side of it. But maybe they'll evolve eventually.
Yeah, well, they've done that in the past. I know I made a presentation one time. They rotated around. But as I said, they've changed the structure of this camp. They pretty much scrapped what they used to call the Young Guns Camp. They used to follow this up with their top young pitching prospects going to Arizona and starting to throw bullpens and all of that, and they've de-emphasized that too. So, without getting into too many specifics, it's just in general you can tell that there are new people in charge and they're trying things a different way.
Yeah, well, good for them. And it's for a small order when it comes to Los Angeles Dodgers, so whatever works for them, I'm sure will work just fine. Anyway, Ken, thank you so much.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.